Le Quai Palestinien.
Le Quai Palestinien.
The Palestinian radio program from Montreal.
Every Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock noon. Chaque lundi de 11h30 jusqu'à midi. Brooklyn, Palestine. My name is Jadraz of Palestine in Montreal.
كل اثنين من الساعة الحادية عشر ونصف صباحا إلى الثانية عشر ظهرا. Hi and welcome to Le Quai Palestinien, the Palestinian radio program from Montreal. And this is CKUT 90.3 FM. You have just listened to a song performed by a member from Mosaic, an Arabic folklore and songs from Toronto, Ontario, at the end of the demonstrations in Ottawa last Saturday to commemorate the Second Intifada of Al-Aqsa and the massacre of Sabra and Shatila in Lebanon. Last Thursday, by the way, Dr. Ismail Zaid, a professor of pathology, the Faculty of Medicine at Dalhousie University of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and a native of Beit Nuba of the West Bank, which was demolished to construct the notorious Canada Park near Tel Aviv, he delivered a lecture at McGill University entitled The Palestine Story, A Legacy of Ethnic Cleansing and Disposition. Our program now will play the question period. Mr. Bruce Katz was the chairperson. He's the co-president of the PAJU, the Palestine Jewish Unity in Montreal. Yeah.
Let me just say quite clearly that the idea of expelling Jews from Palestine is not an idea that I would accept under any circumstances. The idea is basically that for Palestinians and Israelis to live in peace together with no expulsion of either side. Basically, this notion about the 1947, my objection to the 1947 resolution, first of all, that it was an unjust resolution. It's a resolution that gave, as I said, to one-third of the population who were mostly recent immigrants, who owned 5.6% of Palestine, gave them 56% of Palestine. This was an unjust resolution that was not accepted by the Palestinians. The notion also about Jordan and Egypt and so on is absolutely nonsensical. The notion of there was in 1949 an armistice agreement that was supposed to be followed by implementing the 181 resolution and returning the occupied territories that were occupied in excess of the partition resolution. And Israel refused to do that. This was, as I said, part of the resolution number 273, which was admitted Israel to the United Nations, that it was to implement resolution 181, the partition. Israel never accepted that, and hence the occupation by Egypt and Jordan of the Gaza Strip and was remained until the final peace solution was achieved. There is also the notion, many people often stated, that the Arabs invaded Israel on 15th of May 1948. This is a complete falsehood. But basically, the Jordanian and Arab armies entered Palestine on the 15th of May 1948 after Israel had already occupied the scores of towns of villages that were supposed to be part of the Palestinian state, and also have driven already by that time 350,000 Palestinians out. And if you want the statement by Mr. Ben-Gurion and so on, who said that had the Arab armies not come in, we would have taken the whole of the territory. That is what Ben-Gurion said. And as far as the partition scheme is concerned, if you read Mr. Menachem Begin, he said, and I can quote him, he said, Menachem Begin said, the partition of the homeland is illegal, it will never be recognized. Jewish population in Palestine, until the Balfour Declaration, in fact, the people who were living there had lived in peace with the Arabs and have, in fact, opposed the Balfour Declaration and the creation of a Zionist state. The fact that, in fact, the Jews under Muslim rule have received extraordinary tolerance, and I quote to you none other than listen, Chaim Weizmann, who was the leader of the Zionist organization and the first president of the State of Israel, stated in 1946 before the Anglo-American Commission in Jerusalem, and I quote him word for word, he said, I would not like to do any injustice. The Muslim world has treated the Jews with considerable tolerance. The Ottoman Empire, of which the Arabs were a major part, received the Jews with open arms when they were driven out of Spain, and the Jews should never forget that. That is what Chaim Weizmann said. But in fact, I see here people who are forgetting that. Chaim Weizmann told you not to forget that. And in fact, and similarly, the Jews in Iraq and so on lived in peace. And in fact, they were only forced to immigrate by creating acts of terror that I have referred to elsewhere. In fact, sending people to the synagogues in Baghdad and bombing them so that they say the Iraqis did this, the Arabs did this, so that they could immigrate to Israel. The Arabs and the Muslims have treated the Jews with extraordinary tolerance throughout history. Every statement I made is accurate, historically accurate, and quoted from people And they're mostly, in fact, Jews or Israelis or international bodies. I have not quoted a statement by a single Arab today. Every statement I made is historically accurate. You've made a lot of points, and I'll answer them all. First of all, about Jenin, I said this was described as war crimes by the International Committee of Red Cross and the Human Rights Watch. That is a fact. That is a fact. That is a fact, and it's been described. But this is nonsensical rubbish. 52 people, even if it was 52 people, that was a massacre that was totally unjustified. It was an invasion, a violation of an agreement, and so on. And as to the democracy that you talk about, the State of Israel, Maxime Gilan, who is a Jewish journalist and a writer, so just listen. Said Maxime Gilan said Israel is a democracy for Jews only. Yeah. The Arabs in the State of Israel do not have rights. 93% of the land in Israel that is being expropriated from the Arabs, no Arab can buy it, lease it, or till it. It's only for Jews only. That is what the Jewish National Fund came from. If this is democracy,
we're going to the next microphone. If this is,
again about the 1967 war, Mordechai Bentov, who was a cabinet minister, said, and I quote, and this is quoted in Al Hamishmar, the Israeli newspaper, on the 14th of April 1972. He said all this story about the danger of extermination in 1967 has been a complete invention and has been blown up a posteriori to justify the annexation of new Arab territory. I think the facts are, and I can quote to you more and more of the generals and the politicians, etc. The war in 1967 was deliberately initiated by the State of Israel to annex more land and more territory, and the statement by Menachem Begin clearly explains that.
Next.
Between 1949 and 1967? Well, the as I told you, the issue was, as far as the Arabs were concerned, that the United Nations Conciliation Commission in Lausanne was that there should be an ultimate peace process achieved, and that the implementation of the United Nations General Assembly resolutions, both 181 and 194, to achieve peace. And people sat and waited for this. There was very, very little, in fact, trouble. And people thought that the world body will come to implement these resolutions. This, of course, turned out to be false. The 1967 war was a clear war of aggression by the State of Israel, as I showed you I've just quoted clearly from the leaders of the Israeli group. Is that Israel wanted more land. And in fact, if you want me to tell you, Ben-Gurion in 1948 said, we are building a state built on a dynamic state built on expansion. And he said, when we have accepted Israel in 1948, when it was announced on the 14th of May 1948, refused to define its borders. And in fact, to this day, it doesn't have any defined borders, because Mr. Ben-Gurion said we have built on expansion and so on and so on. The issue between 48 and 67 was an area of relative tranquility. People were waiting for implementation of the United Nations resolutions, and when that failed to be achieved, then people, in fact, in 1967 and so on, more trouble arose and the occupation was resisted. As I said earlier today, people are entitled to resist foreign occupation. This is a legitimate fundamental right for all people under foreign domination or foreign occupation. United Nations General Assembly Resolution 2787 entitles all people. It refers to people in South Africa and so on, including the Palestinian people. They have the right to resist foreign occupation by all means. This is part of the United Nations Charter. So the resistance of occupation, and as I said repeatedly many times, we've all applauded the French and the Europeans resisting foreign Nazi occupation. Why aren't the Palestinians entitled to resist foreign occupation of their land? And this is exactly what's happening. It is foreign occupation. It doesn't matter. The practice,
we
foreign occupation is illegal. and people are entitled to resist foreign occupation, regardless of what the quality of it is. And the foreign occupation that Israel is practicing, and the foreign occupation Israel is practicing, is a racist system of the most whatever. The fact is, in fact, after the creation of the State of Israel, the object was to bring in the Jews from all over the place, and the Jews from the Arab countries were not coming, and that was a deliberate campaign to make them come by creating anti-Semitism, and this is exactly what the bombing of the Shem Tov, the Masoda Shem Tov synagogue, where in fact people were killed, and Mordechai Ben Porat, an Israeli agent, was sent there and threw hand grenades in the synagogue, and a number of worshippers were killed, and they were tempted to blame it on the Arabs and so on, and bringing more Jews. But in fact, later on in 1972, Mordechai Ben Porat was bragging about the fact that he done this, and look what good he has done by bringing all the Jews from Iraq to Israel. It was an act of terrorism created by Israel against Jewish people. That is the tragedy of this. And as I said in my article before, this wasn't the only attack against Jews just to gain political advantage. This business of anti-Semitism, if I can quote to you a statement by the editor of the Davar, which is the Israeli newspaper of the Labour Party at the time, he said, "If I should not be ashamed to say that if I had the power, I would send young people to a variety of places where Jews are living in sin." I have the statement here, and he said, "I will put on the walls, dirty Jews go home, dirty Jews go to Palestine, or dirty Jews go to Israel, to entice them to go." That is anti-Semitism provoked and created by the Zionists to increase immigration to Israel. That is a fact. That is a statement.
Well, this is the Palestinian radio program from CKUT 90.3 FM, and you are listening to the question and answer period of the lecture by Dr. Ismail Zayed at McGill University. And with me is Robert Silverman. Robert, you were there at the lecture.
Yes, I was, Joseph.
And what do you think of the circus and the questions? And they weren't listening to the speakers. It was
really, really scandalous. It shows that the Zionists really don't have any arguments, that they have to interrupt the speaker and be so impolite and ask irrelevant questions.
Wasn't spicy, though? Wasn't really...
spicy. I thought the chair could have been a bit more severe people removed from the who really did not want to ask any questions. They were giving opinions and they were very loud and foolish, you know. They're brainwashed and they really haven't. Haven't studied the question.
Yeah, absolutely. But this shows us that it seems like the Zionist movement is and their supporters are really losing ground. It seems like they are empty from inside. They have nothing, no intellectual arguments anymore.
No, they don't. They don't because. You know, in the United States now, they're spending millions to say America is like Israel is like America for peace and really kind of democracy, and you know, it's really quite nonsensical. And also, they seem to have quite a bit of money here, but they don't have any arguments. Now they've reverted to something which is diabolically clever, and I believe this has been done in Israel, not here. They're sending out letters in pretending to be Arab letters and Palestinian letters, and called, I got one today called These Are the Facts, which is really, you know, quite poisonous and denying the...
They're hacking the internet.
They're hacking the internet, and they're usurping my identity, Stanley Cohn's identity, but also a lot of people with Arabic names, and even the Palestinian, stuff coming from Palestine, which is so transparently false and trying to make confusion, you know.
Well,
they've been doing that for the last couple of months. Our goal is to have the Jewish community divorce Israel, actually, because it's as simple as that, and I think it's going to happen.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was our program for this week. This is the the Palestinian radio program, Lekoa Palestinia, from CKUT 90.3 FM.